Gun laws are always a divisive issue in the live free or die state. But today, lawmakers are taking up a bill that's dividing a normally united front in the Republican-controlled state house, gun rights groups. NHPR's Lauren Chulgin reports.
It's way past dinner time on a recent Wednesday night in Lebanon.
Any other questions?
The Lebanon School Board is holding its monthly meeting, and one of the topics on today's agenda is school shootings. Board Chair Jeff Peavy leans into his microphone under the harsh cafeteria lights.
Us as a board, or myself as a board member of 14 years, is we're here trying to protect our students, our staff, and faculty from what happened in Kentucky.
The board met a day after a shooting at a Kentucky high school, the 11th school shooting in the United States so far this year. The federal and state laws around guns in schools interact in complicated ways. But in short, kids can't have guns at school, but adults who are permitted to carry in New Hampshire can. But that wasn't tough enough for board members in Lebanon, so they banned guns from school property and during school events. And that is how the town of Lebanon found itself named in the official text of House Bill 1749.
We want citizens who've been elected as officials to follow the law and not break it. That's not setting a good example.
This is House Representative J.R. Hull, and that law he's referring to, the state of New Hampshire only gives some powers to cities, towns, and school boards. Hull says making gun laws isn't and shouldn't be one of those powers. So the Lebanon School Board can't legally ban guns. That's up to either the state or the feds. And this is what's got Hull all worked up. It's less about guns at school and more about who gets to decide who gets to carry a gun. He wants to fine towns like Lebanon if they go their own way and potentially kick officials out of office.
To prevent the continued lawlessness of elected officials breaking the law, it's time to put in penalties. We have penalties for all sorts of other statutes, for speeding, for doesn't matter what it is, but there are no penalties for this existing statute.
So here you have Hull, a Republican, a secretary of the New Hampshire Firearms Coalition, who wants to make sure only the state legislature makes gun laws. As for people who don't like the bill, some of the biggest opponents are also Republicans and also passionate members of gun rights groups, people who are typically on the same side of gun debates as Hull and his allies. But now it's gotten to the point where gun activist Susan Olson says she won't even greet Hull in the hallway.
Actually, yesterday morning, JR went, "Hey," and I just kept on walking.
Olson is with the Women's Defense League, and she has a lot of issues with this bill. On the one hand, Olson says most small-town officials aren't trying to start trouble.
Most local government, they're just typically volunteers, just normal schlubs that want to try and make their towns better. And sometimes they do make mistakes because they don't know any better. I don't know of deliberate, malevolent lawmaking.
Olson tells me all this in the Statehouse cafeteria, and she texts former State Senator Bob Clegg to join us. He's in yet another gun group called Pro Gun New Hampshire. They both have a big problem with some of the finer print in Hull's bill, as it gives sole authority over firearms to the state legislature. That means no executive or judicial branch as checks and balances, and it strikes any language about the state having to follow federal gun laws. Just the idea of all this pulls the color out of Clegg's face.
Everybody makes laws around here. I won't say everybody, but they have a tendency to make laws, believing that they're forever going to be in charge. And that's not the case.
Clegg says the Statehouse isn't always going to be run by Republicans. So the idea of giving all the lawmaking power to one body that could potentially be led by Democrats in the future, no thanks. He and Olson are happy with the system as is. Now, all of these opposing parties do agree about one thing. Lebanon is breaking the law, which if you're on the Lebanon School Board, you're just pulling your hair out at this point. Board member Richard Milius is exasperated. He says school officials should be able to make their own school rules about guns.
It seems to me when the kids are here, we're taking on that role of protecting them just as their parents would. And I don't think we should have the uncertainty of knowing that anyone can walk into a building packing heat.
But for now, the school board is working closely with their lawyer to come up with a policy that doesn't break any laws. For NHPR News, I'm Lauren Chulgin.